Hey, it's Brad Milkey, host of ABC's daily news podcast, Start Here. And I'm honored to say Start Here, along with several ABC audio projects, are up for Webby Awards. Voting is open to the public, and we're all really excited about these awards, but this vote closes on Thursday. So please don't wait. You can go to abcaudio.com/webbies. That's abcaudio.com/webbies, W-E-B-B-Y-S, to cast your vote for Start Here, along with other ABC news shows. We really appreciate it.
For decades, Newark, New Jersey was listed among the country's most dangerous large cities.
Oh, we're going to begin with that breaking news in Newark.
Police are confirming this was a targeted shooting.
Two deadly shootings in Newark in less than 2 days.
The city of about 270,000 sits just on the other side of the Hudson River from New York and had the nation's third worst murder rate for large cities in 2013.
For almost 50 consecutive years, Newark had been in the top 10 most violent city list.
Akilah Shirelles is the president of the Newark Community Street Team, a group that works to reduce crime through community outreach. Shirelles says by the 1960s, Newark, and particularly its communities of color, suffered under the weight of poverty, discrimination, and violence. And it was made worse when crack cocaine hit the street in the 1980s.
All of us agree that the gravest domestic threat facing our nation today is drugs.
In the 80s, when the crack epidemic hit urban communities across the country, it decimated Newark as it decimated most Black neighborhoods across the country. Trauma was allowed to fester and ripple. And so we saw the impact of those policies around, you know, the war on drugs and the war on violence.
Drugs are menacing our society. They're threatening our values and undercutting our institutions.
How it impacted, like, kind of young Black men and also communities of color all across the country. And Newark was not excluded from that.
But starting in 2014, things began to change.
Newark, New Jersey, tonight touting a big drop in crime.
Shirelles says with the election of Mayor Raz Baraka, the city took a new approach.
He immediately started, you know, the work on building out this complementary strategy to policing the Newark Community Street Team, as he at the same time started to doing some reform within the police department.
Baraka brought public safety under one umbrella, police, fire, and other safety groups under a newly created Department of Public Safety, a move that the city says helps simplify operations and reduce costs. But it would take more than that to see lasting change.
But he thinks there has been progress, helped in part by a legal settlement.
In 2016, the city of Newark reached an agreement with the Department of Justice following an investigation into Newark police practices.
The pattern of unconstitutional stops, searches, arrests, and unreasonable force.
Brian O'Hara is Newark's director of public safety. He says the consent decree brought accountability.
Provided like sort of like the backing to ensure that the appropriate investments were made in these areas to focus around reform.
Among the changes was the creation of a civilian oversight board, the use of body cameras, and additional training for officers. And since 2016, the city has seen remarkable improvement.
The proof is in the numbers. Murder is down 20% since 2018. The same is true for shooting victims, down 14%.
For 5 years, the city saw violent crime fall.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.